Hello, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Reaching you live from our studio here in Valletta. Today we have a great topic before us, which we want to share with every one of you. Please sit back and enjoy. This topic is about women, empowering women. And on the show today, we have Regine.
Hi.
And we have Maureen as well.
Hi.
So today we are going to be talking about this great topic because a whole lot of things have been going on. And we see that most of these things have been caused by women, our fellow women. Yes. So to me, I think it's high time we talk about it because it's an important issue and it's causing so many havocs that we are not really seeing.
Yeah.
So many of them are some of the things we see. We don't see it to be nothing, but it has a whole negative effect on so many other people.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And those are the challenges that women face, actually. Among those, we named women looks in general.
Yeah.
And we mentioned the cyberbullying, bullying that some women suffer from, sex tapes that are put out there.
Yeah.
And marital issues as well. So the idea is to actually to discuss them and then find a way where women can actually support each other when it comes to that.
Yes. Talking about women in general, I think as a woman, we are very special. And there is this attitude in us that we don't see it to be something that bad, but it's really, really, really bad when we are trying to do things that we cannot accept, things that we will not accept when they do it to us. Yes, we are women, and it's kind of difficult saying this, but the truth has to be said.
Yes, definitely, Lauren. Yes, I want you to do something because you mentioned the looks. What do you call, what do you intend by looks, the looks of the woman that we have to touch today?
Looks in general, it's more like we all know that in today's society, when it comes to the body size, it is always like chic for a woman to look thin, if not slim at all, you know, and as a consequence, you know, people would tend to fat shame some women or short shame them or tall shame them or whatever, you know. And obviously this is just not cool, you know. I mean, women, I always believe that women was created to help, to become a helper. And helping also means supporting and obviously empowering, you know. So it's not helping to bring other fellow women down because, you know, they are overweight or they are too slim or they are too tall or too small or too whatever, you know. I mean, even if a woman has a default, let's say she's doing something in a wrong way, there are ways of telling her, you know, not shaming her in public, not bringing her down in front of other people. And
the problem, Lauren, just to jump in and Precious, you can develop on that. These things that Lauren is mentioning is actually happen from other women. Yes. And this is the problem.
Yes.
Absolutely.
For example, what Lauren said, if you see a fellow woman is not well-shaped, like maybe adding too much, because this is one of the problems we have as women, because we find out that after having the first kid, it's very difficult as a woman to get in shape. It's very difficult for you to have that same body you used to have.
Yeah.
You understand? Because the stress of taking care of the child, you begin to, you know, you don't take rest when you're supposed to. You find out you're beginning to add up.
Yeah.
But instead of you, like, body shaming the woman, if there is any solution, hey, I have this product I'm using and it's really amazing, it's nice, I don't know if you can try it out. I think it's a better way of helping instead of acting to her, telling her, hey, you just had only one and you don't fool everywhere, you know?
You're letting yourself go. You don't take care of yourself.
What do you even think you are doing? You just had one. Go and see that woman. She has four and she's still on fleek. You just had one and things we say to our fellow women really, they might not act like it's happening to them, but back inside their mind, what's inside them, you're really hurting them.
Absolutely.
And hurting them so much.
As you said so justly, Precious, I believe rather than bringing women down, we need to be able to, you know, be part of the solution rather than bringing only problems.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
I tend to say this, why, using the same example that you have used, you know, instead of saying, hey, why are you letting yourself go? Hey, don't you think like you're looking like a cow or whatsoever,
My God.
I mean, why not just say like, okay, how about for the next, let's say, month, once a week, I would come help you babysit. And then you go to the gym, for example, or whatsoever. I mean, there are ways of getting... And this is assuming that the newly mother is not comfortable with her body. I mean, if she's comfortable with her body, then everything is fine. I mean, who am I to criticize?
No one. Let me say this. No one. If you're a woman and you had a child already, you would understand what I'm saying. Sometimes when you see yourself in the mirror and you see your old pics, you'd be like...
Is this me?
Yes. What's really going on? Like, I have a friend. We always make joke. We tease ourselves a lot because she has 2 kids and I have 1. And sometimes I just look at her and I be like, ha, madam.
what's happened to you?
Madam.
Is it you?
You used to be that fine girl. Ah, what happened? And she'll tell me, leave me alone. No, I don't keep asking. Like, I didn't kill anybody. Leave me alone. And there was a time I was like, babe, let's start going to gym now. Okay, let's do it like this. Call me every morning. We exercise together. She tell me I don't have that strength. I don't have that strength. What are we trying to say in answers? If you're a woman, you see your fellow woman going through challenges.
Yes.
The best thing you can do is to be a shoulder, is to be someone she can talk to, is someone she can confide, or not like adding more to our stress.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to add to what you're saying, because there are so many points, there are so many issues that we face. The phenomenon, that nasty phenomenon of cyber bullying, but a specific aspect is the sex tapes where men or other women actually post sex tapes of people online, and then you see so many times women are the ones who are harder on the victims.
Yes. On this one you just said made me remind me of something that happened. Was it last month or 2 months ago? There is this celebrity, I'm not going to call names. Mm-hmm. There's a celebrity that she came out, she was on a show, and she made it known to the public that something, she had an affair with someone, and someone is blackmailing her that they want to release the tape.
Yeah.
You understand? So she said this because she needed support. Yes. She said this so you would know if something like this come up. She has said it, and she needs people to assist her to pass through that stage.
Yes.
But guess what? At first, they said she was clad chasing. She was saying it to get populations. She was saying it to get because
then
the tape was not out. And finally, when the tape came out, oh my goodness, it was something. It's all over the internet. It was all about her. You see people who has not even taken care of themselves who come out and say, we are ashamed of you. How can you be that? Oh, I respected you so much. I hold you in high esteem. How can you be this? And instead of you, like, at that particular point in time, I think the person later came up with a post on Instagram, like saying, "When I die, so many of you will be happy." And I was like, "You don't know what you're doing to this woman.
It pushes people to commit suicide. Actually, there are instances where people have killed themselves.
So instead of you being, when you see some of these guys on the internet, they are trying to tell you, what's your problem? This woman, you don't fit this woman. She's fine. She's doing well. Okay. Everyone does this. Is it because ass came out?
And I would tend to say, first of all, it is very unfortunate that this happened. Clearly, it's like, you know, and although this specific woman, to me, did a mistake of, who basically would go and videotape, their private affair. But again, whoever has never done a mistake, just cast the first stone on her.
Absolutely. You know, so, I mean, is it even a mistake? Excuse me if I interrupt you, because we're living in a digital world where young people, for whatever reason, they like to take pictures,
yes,
even during sex.
Yes.
So why is
they see it as fun, man.
Yeah, they do it. We do things that you think that is something that is done in your bedroom, so you think that you are safe. You should be safe. Then a man, a boy, someone who gets angry, decide to make it public.
Blackmail women,
because women are the one who suffer. That we should come together and protect that woman, not judge her.
Totally understand what you're saying. My point here is, whatever the reasons why this was done in the first place, the result is there. It has been exposed publicly. And obviously, the consequences can be very nasty, because this is literally bullying, you know.
Yes.
My point here is, you know, those other women that tend to criticize and bring, you know, the victim of this even further down, this tells me very much about them.
Yes.
You know, I mean, these are their insecurities that they are bringing out to the light, thinking they are bringing the other one down.
Or maybe the complex of superiority, maybe they think that this is something above, or and the judgment as well.
My question is, to those women is, don't you have any other thing to do? I mean, it's like,
this thing we're talking about is something they like, so many people do it for a living. You know, they're just on the internet to see someone make fault, much especially a woman, so they can bring her to the to disgrace her. That reminds me of another celebrity also in Nigeria. So she has an issue with her fiancé, and I think she was trying to make settlements with the guy. She was pleading, and the guy was taking record.
Oh, wow.
You understand? This lady was actually crying, pleading, and saying, you know,
trying to fix the relationship.
Trying to fix it, you get.
Yes.
And even to the extent, she was saying, okay, if something happens to me, take care of my child.
Oh, wow.
You know,
oh, wow.
She was so heartbroken, and along the line, when this whole thing came up, I don't know who released the video or the record. I don't know. And here you go. Women started acting. You're begging a man. A whole lot of things coming up. And this is not just about celebrities. It's happening to everyone.
Celebrities, we speak about celebrity because they are strong enough sometimes to put things out there. But what about the common person that we don't know about?
It was few that came, that was standing for this lady. And when she saw the way some men, guys, were giving her support, she came out and she dropped a post saying that she was not thinking that she can take everything, but with the support she has started feeling a bit better, but what we are supposed to do as individual, when you're close to this person, what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to give, not, you're not paying for it,
especially as women, because we suffer. The sex tapes online, you will see a man there and you will see a woman, but the woman is the one who will take all the blame. And that is the problem.
Yes.
When there are two people, you know, So we must stand by our woman, saying that, you know, okay, maybe these things happen. And so what? Who posted the thing online first?
That should be
that person to attack.
I think you pointed out something very important that I think it's worth mentioning here about the sex tapes that are being released online and whatsoever. I mean, in everyday life, take two similar situations. One would be a woman involved and the other one would be a man, you know.
Yeah.
Let's say if a man is very successful with women, you know, playing around with a lot of women, cheating on them and whatsoever, you know, everybody will call him like, oh, man, you know, like everybody would ovation to him, you know. But if a woman does that with a lot of men, the names,
a lot of men. When you're saying a lot of men, you are even taking it too high. If you're a woman, you are 20, you are 30, you are successful, you have cars, you have all it takes, then you are a prostitute.
Yes.
Then you are sleeping. Yes. You are sleeping. Yes, sir. You are sleeping around with men to get those money.
Exactly.
Yes, you're not. You can't tell me you're working to get all of this.
No.
And majority of people judging are women.
Yes, it is.
They will be the one to tell you how much did she receive from the work she's doing. Is it that work that she's doing now that she has those mansions, she has those cars?
They don't believe that you can work hard enough to make.
If a woman, this the issue is always a woman is always an issue. You know, if a man that got married to a woman and unfortunately the woman passed on. The man can get married next month. They will say, it's heartbreak. He's just trying to, get over it. But if a man die and the woman, they even saw her close or passing by, and they saw a man. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be something
especially
else.
In the African community.
I'm telling you.
Especially in the African
not community. Not only they will say that
and
you
tell
kill
you, they will tell you, you
killed
you
your husband.
You joined with the new guy to kill the husband.
But even the family of the husband would even kick you outside the house.
Yeah, you're not even going to be close to the house.
You kill your son, you kill our son, so that you can
you're going to keep the house with your lover.
They will tell you this thing that happened. Well, even I saw it in my dream that this whole thing is from your hand. You've been sleeping around. That's what killed my. In fact, it was the food. Maybe the man you slept with that gave you the money to cook food, and it was the food he ate that killed him. So now, when things like this are going on, you'll be so shocked that the women that are even supposed to say, "Hey, this thing happening, let's stand by her. She's really going through a lot of," they will be the ones to say that woman said her heart is no day house.
Yes.
It's been long. Even the way she dressed, I know she wants
and
to go outside.
And even behaviors like this, it has a very nasty consequence in the sense that the women that are victim of this, they hold grudges. Because the pain
is
there.
Of course.
We were talking about it off air, but you would say like, okay, just because when I was in nursery school, I slapped you once, 30 years later, you would remind me to me.
Yes. And women, we are not that easy type to forgive.
Yes, exactly.
Except you, maybe you happen to meet the one that is God-fearing, that is matured. It's very difficult.
Yes.
Even me. I'm not saying it because no one is perfect.
Yeah.
Sometimes I would just say, maybe I see the person, this person has hurt me so much and I'm kind of not really happy, not like I'm showing it. Sometimes I just feel like, anyway, she's not feeding me, so what's the need? I just have to. But we have that attitude in us.
It is not helpful at all.
And telling you,
absolutely not.
I can. You can see some maybe two ladies. They'll tell you, we are not friends. We're not talking. No, we are not in good terms. And when you happen to deep down, they'll tell you, this incident that happened was when I was still a teenager
in elementary school.
The boyfriend that was trying to toast me. She was not trying to toast the boyfriend. Something that does not even
make any sense. Yes, exactly.
But that issue, they will put it in their mind forever and ever.
This is as opposed to the counterpart behavior to men.
Yes.
Exactly. It's not that they're doing same with men. No, not at all.
Some of them will even tell you over my dead body. This is the same issue that you can even see two guys dating the same girl. And when they find out they are dating the same girl, they don't say,
exactly.
The girl is not even serious with me before. Yes, so exactly. You can go on with her,
let us try to move ahead and find some solution. Now, how can we empower women who don't know? Because some women have made this their way of life as if it was normal. We want to say, because we're talking about vulnerabilities. There are a lot of women who are vulnerable. Maybe she's having troubles in her house with the husband, or maybe she having difficulties to finding a job, or maybe she just like in a bad moment.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's having those problems makes her bitter.
Yeah.
And maybe that bitterness is what is translated into the way she speaks about other women. We want to say that, a woman being down in a certain moment of your life is not... It is a common moment for everybody. We all have moments where we are down. So when you are down, think that someone might be even less than you. So keep it positive. even for yourself. The self-esteem is something that we should nurture, that we should breed, we should keep up every morning, so that I keep myself high, I should keep the other person high. So this is for what I can say about, you know, this is the word empowerment that we want to translate to.
What I have to say, you know, it's not something that you can just do, you can just become one day. Is this attitude is in us, we women, you understand? There's this jealousy, you know? I might have not seen you before, but maybe the first time I see you, the way you dressed more than me. You can be my enemy instantly, you know? Me looking at you, that's what you're putting on, I can afford it.
Yeah.
You can possibly be just instantly seeing you for the first time.
Yeah.
You understand? So this is something that is...
We should fight it.
Yeah. We should try all we can. I know sometimes it's not that easy, like we are saying it, but try to be positive, because you don't want them to do what you are doing to them back to you.
Absolutely, yes.
And it's nature. Do to others what you want others to do to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say the first step to me, first of all, is to be honest to ourselves. Why are we behaving this way?
Yes.
If we are honest to ourselves and answering that question to, like, you know, if I see Precious, for example, and she dressed nice, and the fact that she is seemingly dressing in a way that I cannot afford, and I'm already irritated with that, you know, yes. I would ask myself, why do I have this irritation
absolutely
in the first place,
yes,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the first thing. And the other thing is also women somehow, at least from my observation, they tend to talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Opening their mouth there and there, yeah, and there.
You know, I mean, really, thank you, Lauren, like, for that. You don't have to talk about everything.
You don't have to talk about everything to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, yeah, let's say I invite you in, or let's say, I'll take the other example. You invite me in your house,
yes,
okay? And then after we have a good time together, I just go and drop my mouth everywhere at every roundabout saying, like, oh, you don't know, Regine has this in her house.
Yes.
And, you know, she organized a party and she had to go to the bank to make a loan about that. And she's still paying for the loan because of a stupid part.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
woman. We need to stop doing
absolutely
this. You know, it's like, I mean, you invited me to your house. I don't need to expose to people out there the problems or the challenges that you are encountering.
Absolutely.
Because this would even fuel other people to come and bring you down again. So
absolutely,
we need to stop
yes
that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we need to stop it.
We need to stop that, and we need to know that they have
attitude,
negative consequences in our lives.
The attitude
lives
of talking did not start from today. Right in the Bible, it started.
So
Adam and Eve, you know what happened.
Yes.
If she has not went to talk to the serpent, I don't think it will be a problem.
Well, that is a point. That's
yes
a good point.
So,
but again, we are free people, you know, we have free people, and then we can make it. We can decide not to be gossip, we can decide not to ruin someone else's life.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and the point is and about
yes
talking, what I wanted to actually
yes
say is, because I heard that, let's say, I don't know, somebody has done a sex tape and it's there online, do I really need to go and repeat it to everybody else?
Yes. Yeah.
What is the point of that?
Not even repeating. They have to share it.
Yes.
They start
not
sharing
only repeating, sharing,
and you see it,
yes,
see it on comment section. Please, if you have the sex tape, send it to
send
me.
It to me.
And
yes
you say, hey, if you want the sex tape, please add me on WhatsApp.
Or
and
you would even have some idiots,
yes,
and I call them idiots
yes
on camera, so you look at me. That would say, like, okay, if you like to have the sex tape of this personal whatsoever, you need to pay me, like, I don't know, 150 euros. Like,
they really do that. They
do it. The person who licked the sex tape, it was actually for money.
Yeah.
If she has agreed,
I did not know this.
If she has agreed to pay them the ransom, maybe they would do in future, but I don't think they would have to put it online, you know.
She
just felt she can't pay for nothing
she
because it's
know
normal. She's a mature
why
woman.
Why should I pay?
Why should I pay?
And
you know,
she said, I think I read that story. She said that, I mean, what I did it willingly.
Yes.
So if there is a madman who decided to put it out,
yes,
that,
you understand. So
yeah,
what are we trying to say in essence? Apart from being celebrity, apart from being marriages and stuff like that, women in general, we should try to be helpful to one another.
Yeah, exactly.
You can see maybe a woman, a friend of yours, come to you and tell you, hey, I want to do this business. How do you see it? I want to do something like this. so many of our women out there, instead of you to put your opinion, okay, I want you to, okay, don't do it that way, do it this way. This way will be better. Instead of you being of help,
supporting, yes,
then exactly. You'll be like, is that what you want to do? Is it not work that Mama Kafasha is doing? The other one that this one
but
is
it's
doing,
even worse and you want than to that. Do... But it's even worse because let's say you give me the advice. I come to you and I say, Precious, okay, I would love to do this business and whatsoever. What are your views on that? You know, and you would give me the views in question, and I would consider it as your opinion. So if I decide not to follow your opinion, you would take it personally.
Yes.
Now, this is an example, you know. But
which happens a lot. Yes,
even,
exactly.
That is even better. Have you seen a situation whereby after discouraging you, I will go ahead and do it, do the business?
Exactly. You see, yes. You still my idea.
Yes.
You say, no, don't do it, and then you go and do it.
And later on, when you confront me, I say, no, it's fine. No, this one, I don't just doing it for the meantime. Not like I want to do it, but... Instead of me to have given you the advice,
this is
you
jealousy. You know, this is jealousy.
This is jealousy, and you
so that's why we need to be honest with ourselves. Deal with the root cause.
Yes. When you see a fellow woman, when you see a fellow woman, your friend, I experienced this when I came to Malta newly. I experienced this. Let me just say it briefly.
Yes.
I was in camp, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The people I met there, we were together. And being a woman, you saw the person that came, she was of help to us then.
Yes.
I had nothing. And as time goes on, she find out that this same person, she was borrowing everything.
Mm-hmm.
I started getting, trying to meet up.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of problem. Mm. Yes.
Oh, wow. No,
that was the beginning of problem.
Absolutely.
This is my own life story. And the person I'm talking about knows herself, even if she's watching this. That was the beginning of the problem we had, even up to date. She started.
So
when I have the... When I get a bag, when I go... And I had someone then who was helping me. When I buy a bag, she goes to buy it next week. Yes. When I buy a shoe, she goes and look for the exact shoe and buy it.
And the opposite also happens, by the way. We go to a party and I see that, Regine has dressed exactly the same as me. We fight.
Yes, you don't have to dress like me.
Why did you dress the same as me?
Yes.
And
this thing continued because we were together. They even have to move me from the room. Because it was so tough.
Yes.
When I had a phone, I had a, iPad. And she went to get a laptop, like, because we are competing. Yes.
Yeah. So she asked. It's the biggest.
Yes, thing. You understand.
This is so.
So I mean, this is
it,
something.
It demonstrates inferiority. It demonstrates a complex of inferiority.
Yes.
What I'm saying, it speaks to me more about you acting this way than me.
Yeah. But we are here to come up with kind of a
solution.
Yes. Good advice to our fellow women. You know. So this is. Behavior that we really have to get removed from our lives, really removed.
Yes,
it's not helpful.
So first of all, I would really encourage women to stop doing this because you wouldn't like people to do the same to you. So you wouldn't like, you wouldn't want your daughters to experience those. So please stop instilling these thoughts or these behaviors.
Exactly.
Even though you don't speak to your child, they see and they observe. Stop instilling these behaviors, those seeds, into your daughters. Life or whatsoever, because it is not correct.
I would even insist if a fellow woman comes to you, tell you what they want, you know you can't be of help, it's better you keep it. Just shut
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Shut
just
it instead of you killing the dreams or telling her negative word that would not help her. Or maybe a fellow woman comes to you and tell you, hey, this is what I'm going through in my home. This is what I'm passing through, is really a hard time.
Yeah.
This is what I and my husband is going through. Mm. Instead of you as a woman to say, okay, fine, okay, what do we do? Do you mind if I talk to him? Do you mind if we do it like this? Do you mind calling his parents and see if they can talk to him? You will be there telling her, oh, you mean he does that to you?
Yeah.
How dare him? Like, my husband will not try it.
Yes, my husband.
You know,
well,
my
actually,
husband,
sometimes
you know,
she even experiences worse.
Maybe she's even telling you that my husband shouts at me. And your husband is beating you.
Yes.
And you're here telling her, no, that cannot, it can never be possible. My husband will not dare to try that.
And
which is very far from the truth.
Yes.
Let's be truthful to ourselves. If you
exactly.
know you cannot say the truth, keep it. Just shut it.
I mean, if you know you cannot be part of the solution,
don't just say anything.
No, don't say nothing.
Keep your mouth shut.
It's better. Don't say nothing.
And keep your mouth shut, you know.
Don't say nothing.
Whatever your fellow woman is telling you as a secret or coming to you for help, you don't need to go and repeat it to everybody. Unless the purpose is to help.
Yes.
Nothing more.
Yes.
You know. Otherwise, just keep your mouth shut. And lift yourselves up. It is absolutely important that we support each other. I mean, if we don't have our backs, who is going to?
We rise by lifting others,
exactly.
They say. If you as a woman, you have a little, like, if women can come together as one, if women can start watching each other's back, you find out that we won't have a lot of problem in the community.
True.
Actually, this is a good point to close the show.
The problem is we are not ready to watch each other's back. I want to be better than you. I don't want you to be better
than
me.
We can be ready. We have to.
The sky is wide enough to
for everybody
to succeed. And you don't have to get jealous. You don't have to be envy. You don't have to be negative because someone else is better than you. That's not how it goes. This life is like, today I might be up. Tomorrow, who knows who's going to be there?
Exactly.
You know? It's like an express road. Everyone can drive.
Yeah.
How fast you are. But we are going to the same destination.
For those that really feel down, one thing that I can tell you that I hope would really lift you up is it's okay that you might think that your fellow woman is better than you. This is a good opportunity to learn, you know, to learn to bring yourself up without necessarily bringing her down. No, you know, ask her, how did you do this? How can I do this? Actually, it's a good opportunity.
Yeah.
And you would always find people better than you. It is not possible. And it's a good thing because you can learn that way.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, so this is really what I would like to tell you as a conclusion of the show, you know, like really see your position as a way to improve.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lorraine. And then thank you, Precious.
Yes. That's it for today. We're calling it a day for today. Thank you all for joining. Thank you, and I hope you learn one or two from this show. And we really appreciate if you follow us on all our social media platforms. Drop your comments. If you're interested in being a guest here in Valletta, please drop a message on the comment section and we'll get to you. Thank you and God bless you.
And one last thing, don't forget to smash those like or loves button or whatsoever to, you know, enhance this video and bring it up to everywhere in the world so it can go far and wide so people might also benefit from the advices that are here. We hope to see you soon.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.